The Man with the Golden Gun by Ian Fleming. Copyright 1965 by Glidrose Productions Limited. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Man with the Golden Gun was published by arrangement with Glidrose Productions Limited and was produced in 2001 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. This book is 190 pages long. The following material appears on the book's back cover. As fast-moving as ever, an immensely readable tale. Scotsman. A most compelling storyteller. The Times. Bond is what every man would like to be and what every woman would like to have between her sheets. Raymond Chandler. The Sunday Times. In a highly secret office, somewhere in London, a murder is to be attempted. M is to be the victim, and the assassin is to be James Bond. It is a bizarre and violent homecoming for 007, but just the beginning of a contest which pits the star of secret agents against a man who is threatening to corner the world's market in death, Scaramanga, the one they call the Man with the Golden Gun. Chapter 1. Can I help you? The Secret Service holds much that is kept secret even from very senior officers in the organization. Only M and his chief of staff know absolutely everything there is to know. The latter is responsible for keeping the top secret record known as the War Book, so that, in the event of the death of both of them, the whole story, apart from what is available to individual sections and stations, would be available to their successors. One thing that James Bond, for instance, didn't know was the machinery at headquarters for dealing with the public, whether friendly or otherwise. Drunks, lunatics, bona fide...